Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Right, my family, it's exactly 46 minutes after four. And I want to take a minute before we do anything and everything else. Our sponsor. They must just leave you alone. They must leave you alone. Now, Smiles Driving Academy, my family, is exactly where you want to go to if you'd like to remind yourself how to drive. Lots and lots and lots of innovative programs that they have as a driving academy. If you've got a little one that needs to learn how to drive, they are indeed available. And Mr. Martin Crenier joins us this afternoon. Really looking forward to this one. Martin, good afternoon, and thank you so much for giving us your time.
Good day, Ayanda, and thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it. So, yes, I've got a few issues that we might need to deal with today, or that we can maybe give some good information about.
I look forward to it. I absolutely can't wait, let me tell you. So before we do that, Martin, let's just get to know a little bit more about Smiles Driving Academy. What do you do? Where do you do it? And how do you do what you do?
Okay. So we operate in the areas of Centurion and Pretoria area, covering most of the areas of the whole of Pretoria. And we assist with learners and license learners, all the codes. License, it starts from motorcycle, then to automatic, manual, and code EB. The E codes are all the towing codes. So we do the EB and the EC1, which is the little bit bigger truck. And then, yeah, we also operate Mondays to Sundays. With most of the codes, we do pick up. Otherwise, we do meet at Kilner Park.
No, thank you so much for that. Now, coming straight to, driving rules, ARDU, K53, etc., there's a particular, I wanted to talk about a day in the life of a driving instructor, but maybe we'll deal with that a bit, another time.
Yeah, that can be quite interesting.
I know. I can imagine we'll deal with that a bit later. Maybe let's deal with that. Because when we talk about experienced drivers, I think a lot of us would just being reminded where we come from. You know, we need to be humbled a little bit this afternoon. Just what is your day looking like? Because you guys start quite early in the morning as well, yeah?
Yes, definitely. We usually start at either 5:30 or 6 in the morning. And then usually we wouldn't do a beginners at that time of the day. We'd do them either in the midday, or in the late afternoon. We would then work with people that are already test ready. So it is quite a scary job sometimes, because clients misinterpret what you've instructed, and then, the first lesson is always the worst lesson. So I always tell the clients, if it's your first lesson, bear with me. If it's your second lesson, you still don't like me, then you won't like me. So then we know. Because I must say, the rule of you can't please everyone. That's just how it is. We try our best. Yeah. I must say we have more than a 95% success with doing our best. And I must say, for training a beginner, it depends on where they're coming from and how much background they've had on driving. Because you get a lot of people who's only made use of public transport. They never had any training. They never actually saw anyone even operating the vehicle. They used to sit at the back. So that makes it extremely difficult to teach a person that is in that condition. But as soon as we start with them, they actually start enjoying the process. And they get to learn a lot of new things on the vehicle. Obviously, the first lesson is always a bit overwhelming, because I try and teach you as much as I can in that one lesson so that I can see where we are with you. So, yeah, it's quite an interesting day, but I must say I actually enjoy seeing people getting better and better at everything. So,
for me, the
success behind it lies behind every first lesson going not that good, and then from there it starts going well.
Right. Now, Martin, I don't want to talk about the jelly leg. Somebody can ask you about the jelly leg. Oh, man, that is probably worst ever. That is probably the worst ever. But anyway, so there's a cardinal rule in driving, in the rule book of driving in South Africa. Keep left, pass right. Did I say it right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Can you explain what that means?
All right. So in any driving condition, if you are not planning to turn right or go very high speed, it's usually suggested that you'd rather stay left. For instance, the law states if you're driving on the freeway in the right-hand lane, you see someone approaching you with their lights flashing, even though you are on 120, the law says that you must get out of his way. So I know a lot of people find it very irritating if someone doesn't move. Yes, it's also in your rights. If it's not safe for you to move, then you can't move. So, you know, the pressure of a guy flying onto you and there's just no space in the left lane for you to fit there. So then usually if it was me, I'd stay there until I'm safe to move left. But yes, it's a very difficult rule because a lot of people driving on the road today, they actually don't really want to keep to the 120 speed limit, which is fine. It's understandable. I mean, why are vehicles even designed to go that high speeds?
Actually we're being driven an hour?
Yes, just think of it. If a BMW can do 260, where in the whole world are you allowed to drive 260? And then if those cars are imported
in Kailani, to South Africa, at the driving range,
obviously, yes, you see. But then they must allow those vehicles only there then to make it fair.
I'm with you. I'm like so fascinated by this conversation. You have no idea how much I am. Everything in me wants to agree with you, but I can't, you see, because we are on air, okay?
Okay. Yeah, so basically, the rule of keeping left is always a rule I make sure my clients apply.
Yeah.
It's really a rule that if you're found in the wrong side of the lane, or in the wrong lane, basically, then you get caught with people getting upset. The left lane doesn't become available for very long because everyone in the right lane now moves left from behind.
So
it's like the chain being filled but backwards.
You know, you said something very interesting to me earlier, that as drivers, we're now dealing, you know, we preempted this. We're now dealing with the, you know, with problems of experienced drivers. And one of the problems that experienced drivers have on the road is, you know, this whole thing of wanting to keep to road rules and wanting to insist on being on the fast lane at 120 kilometers. Look, in terms of principle, I don't know if that's too wrong, but you said something that really kind of, you know, really put on switched the light in my head earlier on, that as drivers, you know, our main responsibility is to obey the rule and not to regulate the rules, right? So we are not police officers on the road.
Definitely.
We have to obey the rules, right? So if I am obeying the rule and I'm on 120 kilometers, actually the rule says whoever's coming behind me, whether their speed is 260 or 120,
yeah,
that's
certainly, neither here nor yes. there.
My job is to move left.
I would certainly say if we all had to become rule followers instead of trying to enforce rules like, you flew past me, you want to hit me, why do you want to hit me?
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be that way. I mean, you saw the guy coming onto you, you knew what should happen and you just ignored it. So a lot of things on the road is because of people that's not considerate towards other people. Like, if someone wants to move in your lane, you can see him getting into trouble a bit ahead. So what do? Just open up the space, let him go and you go on with your day. So I always have this thing of telling my clients, whatever happens in your day, you can decide at night, at dinner, if that should have followed you till your dinner or did you leave it right there and you went on.
Martin, you're the best instructor.
You know, like my wife sometimes comes home and she's like, I had this bad day and this guy drove right in front of me. And then I say, stop, I don't even want to hear it. Because once we go there, it's like
it's
a daily complaint
that
will just run. Yeah, it never stops and you eventually don't even want to drive on the road anymore. They become so angry at the different road drivers.
Oh, this is so much fun, let me tell you. You know, and I mean, look, I understand how, you know, we all respond differently. You know, men tend to be a lot more technical and factual and, you know, about things on the road. And we are emotional on the road. Please don't cut in front of me. It's a big thing. Trust me, I will take that to dinner. I will think about it brushing my teeth at night. And I will probably still be talking about it in breakfast tomorrow. Okay? So, but anyway. But, I mean, we really do receive that counsel. So let's go to the second problem that we have. Can we please deal with that arrow? Martin, why are you guys putting arrows in addition to the complicated thing that happens at intersections with robots?
Okay, so first thing, we get three-phase, two-phase, and four-phase traffic lights.
Yeah.
So what that means is it's crossover traffic and a light specifically designed for turning traffic. So then for the other side, if it's a four-phase, then it would be the same case. So what, now at the end, if the traffic light has only got a green and an amber, but it does not have a red, the turning signal, then you can go when it's green, but you can still enter the intersection even though it went off. But then if it's safe to move and the oncoming vehicle's passed, that's how it would be your turn then to go.
Mm.
So then you get a different one that's turning arrow also has a red. So now if it has a red, it basically tells all the turning vehicles you may not go over the line. Now, in today's case, I've seen it so many times in the past 2 weeks already. I've started making a point of having a look at these type of things. I've seen so many cars stopping at a red traffic light. It's a turning signal light. So it's red. It doesn't have a no signal. It's got a red signal.
Mm.
And then they would move forward, check if there are any traffic officers, and suddenly I see a lot of them flying over. It's like a train going. It's really, they all follow each other. So I think with turning signals, if you see a red, it means you're not supposed to go. You're supposed to wait there. If the turning signal goes off, but it does not have a red, that's when you would then wait for oncoming traffic until it's clear and safe, and then you proceed. So two different types of lights there.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. I don't know what question to ask, but I know that I'm like, you see the, okay. So that arrow, Martin, I tried to explain this earlier as well. You know that sometimes that arrow, it's just one arrow that flashes green and it doesn't go red. It doesn't go amber. It's just like an arrow attached to the robot, right? And it only just flashes green to allow you a right of way ahead of either the green light or together with the green light in the bigger robot. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So here's here's my question. When the bigger robot, right, is green, which means cars can proceed straightforward, but that arrow is not flashing, so it's off. It doesn't give you right of way.
Okay.
What should you do if you purpose to turn right?
Okay, so if you are the first vehicle, the rule says that you must cross the middle line, which means on your right-hand side, you should see the corner of the approaching traffic from your right.
Mm-hmm.
So that corner line must be by your shoulder, basically. And then when it's clear from traffic from the front, then you may go.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another rule, or another thing to bear in mind, is the turning light and the straight light also turns amber and red eventually for them. So now you get in big trouble when you found that a lot of people still jumped the traffic light even though it turned amber and red. And like the other day, I got caught with a client in that situation. And when she started going, the other cars already started driving from the sides. So that put quite a lot of danger in this specific situation. That's just because of people jumping the traffic light even if it goes amber and red. So if you are the second vehicle, the law actually says that you must now remain behind the line and wait for vehicle one at the front of you to move off. So now another mistake a lot of people make is they go into the intersection, three or four or five cars, finding that not all five can successfully turn without keeping the other line up again. So the turning one, first rule, you move into the intersection over there, center line on your right. And the second rule is if it's you alone and the intersection is really big, then you just go much deeper. So you go across the traffic.
Yes.
Yes, like there's a specific situation of a two-way road where we turn in front of each other. So right. If you turn right and I'm turning right and I'm approaching you, then both of us can turn error-free, but we're facing each other and then turning away from each other.
Right.
Then Martin, you get double lane intersections.
Yeah, sorry, Martin.
That's the problem when... Yes.
Yeah, let me please interrupt you there. Let's cross over to the news. Let's cross over to the news, and I'm going to ask you if you could please mute for me. And what I then will do is just after the news, right, before we even go to the traffic, ahead of the traffic, we'll just come back to you, and then we can conclude this conversation. Can we do that, please?
Awesome.
Fantastic. My family, Martin Grenier is on the line. He's the founder and MD of Smiles Driving School out in Pretoria North. Yes, Pretoria North, in the Kilner Park, Pretoria Centurion area. Please do check them out. Absolutely incredible, incredible academy. 2 minutes after five, it's time for us to have a look at the latest in the news.
There is radio and radio. And then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.